Well, to discuss this, I'm now joined live on the line by the founder of the Schiller Institute and initiator of the petition, Helga Zepp-LaRouche. Thank you very much for joining us here at Radio Sputnik. May I ask you, first of all, how did you come up with the idea of initiating such a petition?
Well, I think, first of all, geopolitics was the reason for two world wars in the 20th century. And right now, if it would come to a third world war with thermonuclear weapons, it would lead to the extinction of mankind. So therefore, the key question is, how can we overcome the thinking of geopolitics by establishing a new paradigm which starts with the common aims of mankind? The way to look at it is not from the standpoint of present interest of one country or a group of countries, but, you know, how can we define the future of humanity? Where do we want to be in 100 years from now? Do we want to be extinct, or do we grow up as a human species? I can tell you that the philosophical basis for this idea comes from a philosopher who is well known in Russia, by the name of Nicolaus Kuzansky, who had the idea of the thinking on the level of the coincida oppositorum, the coincidence of opposites, which is a method of thinking which informed very much Vladimir Vernadsky, and, you know, Vernadsky called Kuzansky the divine Kuzanus. And, you know, that is really the idea, that we have to move to a completely different kind of thinking about the one humanity, and from that standpoint try to solve all the conflicts in the here and now.
Why do you think cooperation with BRICS nations is so important for sustainable development of the United States and Europe?
Well, the reality is that since the Fortaleza summit last year in Brazil, the BRICS countries have started to build a completely new system of economics, of economic cooperation, of a new financial system signified by the AIIB, the New Development Bank, the Shanghai Cooperation Bank, and similar new financial institutions, which deliberately said no to the casino economy of the transatlantic system, and deliberately want to only finance the real economy, infrastructure, and you know, things which are in the common good of the people. So given the fact that the transatlantic financial system is completely bankrupt, and that will show in the aftermath of the courageous Greek vote in the referendum, that the transatlantic system is bankrupt and could explode any moment, because it's not just the Greek debt which hangs on it, but it's the entire international derivative, which, you know, amounts to probably around $2 quadrillion. So the only solution would be that the transatlantic countries somehow go on the same kind of financial and economic policy like the BRICS, which would be possible if there would be a European debt conference eliminating all the useless, worthless debt of the derivatives, and then go for a global Glass-Steagall separation of the banks in the tradition of Franklin D. Roosevelt. That was the key measure how Franklin D. Roosevelt got the United States out of the Depression in the 30s. And, you know, right now, if the United States would take the leadership in going back to Glass-Steagall, and there are many important people in, you know, the Congress, like Martin O'Malley, who is a presidential candidate, who are campaigning for the immediate reintroduction of Glass-Steagall, then, you know, there would be a platform for the United States and the European nations to cooperate with the BRICS countries in you know, building this new Silk Road, building the cooperation between the Eurasian Economic Union and the new Silk Road, and that could be the kernel of a new world economic order, which would be in the benefit of all participating nations, as the Chinese President Xi Jinping has always emphasized, that we have to go to a win-win cooperation. And this idea of a win-win cooperation is the way to overcome geopolitics. And that is the key idea behind this BRICS resolution.
And tell me about this petition. You're convinced that it's going to be, it will make a difference?
Oh, yes, because, you know, we are using it to make international outreach. We are contacting business leaders, politicians, mayors, city councils to inform them that the BRICS system is an alternative system of economic cooperation, because the Western medias have not really reported objectively about what is the policy of the BRICS. And therefore, people don't know, because the only articles which you can read is that Putin is a dictator, that Xi Jinping is trying to replace American imperialism with Chinese imperialism and such nonsense. So people don't have a true idea that the BRICS countries represent a completely new model of political relations among major nations, which is also open to any other nation in the world. So my biggest hope would be that the BRICS countries issue at the BRICS summit some kind of a call, an outreach to the rest of the world to join that model, because I think that something very urgently has to be done to bring the world away from the present brinkmanship policy, you know, which could really go completely wrong and lead to the extinction of us all. So what we are doing with this petition is to make sure that people know about the BRICS model, that we know that, you know, there are enormous economic benefits for them if they would cooperate. And, you know, it's not just the BRICS countries who need a new economic approach. If you look at the European countries, all of Southern Europe is really collapsing as a result of the vicious financial fascism of the Troika. In the case of Greece, it has destroyed one-third of the real economy, but the situation in Italy, Spain, Portugal is not much better. So these countries urgently need the extension of the new Silk Road, the Eurasian land bridge, into Southern Europe to have a real program of reconstruction and economic build-up. And the United States is not in such a great condition either. They urgently would need a transcontinental fast train system like of the type like China has been building. You know, they built 18,000 kilometers of excellent fast train. And the United States would greatly benefit if they would say, okay, let's go back to an FDR approach, like, you know, the New Deal, the Tennessee Valley Authority approach, build infrastructure in their own country. And that way, you know, we could all join hands and say, let's move beyond the danger coming out of geopolitics and let's join hands to build a future for humanity as a whole.
Very quickly, were you surprised that 2,000 people signed this petition?
Oh, no. Actually, I want to qualify that number of 2,000 because I think 500 of them represent very important institutional people. So it's not just simple individuals. But if you look at the list of the new paradigm SchillerInstitute.com website, you find the signers there. And you will see that it's from a very broad range of people internationally who represent extremely important institutions. Then we also have so-called ordinary citizens who are signing it, and they are equally important. But I think, you know, what we want to do with this petition is to build an opposition of people who realize that it is much more in their interest to cooperate with Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, rather than having a confrontation with NATO against Russia and China. So, you know, I think it would be very good if the listeners of this program would help to spread this resolution, make it known so that it can become a groundswell of people who say, no, we need a new paradigm. And, you know, this is a historical moment in the history of mankind where we have to absolutely prove that we as a species are morally fit to survive. And I think, you know, the idea of having a just new world economic order is exactly the way to go.
And we all know it's on the eve of another BRICS get-together, well, this time in Ufa. Do you believe that everybody is aware of this petition?
No, I don't think so. But I think you're interviewing me is a great help to make it more known. Because, as I said, now this Ufa summit is a fantastic opportunity to not just have, to deal with the internal affairs of the BRICS and then the Shanghai Cooperation Organization countries. But, you know, I would really, really wish that it would be used to issue a call to all of humanity in the moment of the greatest danger to really make sort of an evolutionary jump ahead and define the common aims of mankind and ask other countries to join in this effort. I think if that opportunity would be used, I think it could be a landmark in getting mankind out of this crisis.
And you have a representative in Ufa?
You mean my organization?
Yes.
Unfortunately not, no. I would like to, but we have not been invited.
And one last thing. What are your future plans to help promote better relations between West and the BRICS?
Well, we are conducting a lot of international conferences. We just had a very important international conference in Paris of the Schiller Institute with 500 participants. We have an ongoing series of conferences in New York, in Manhattan, which is explicitly the idea, you know, to get the United States back on its tradition to be a republic in the tradition of the Founding Fathers and Alexander Hamilton. And, you know, we had conferences in Washington, in San Francisco, in Frankfurt, in Copenhagen, and we will have more such conferences. And, you know, we would be very happy to, you know, conduct such conferences all around the world. And, you know, also if people could join in, because, you know, we are doing what we can, but we really need other people to amplify our efforts so that, you know, that becomes a common, household word, this idea of a new paradigm around, you know, I mean, we have published a report, which is also very important, which is called The New Silk Road Becomes the World Land Bridge. The Schiller Institute worked out the idea of a Eurasian land bridge 25 years ago, and we called it already then the New Silk Road. And we had, over the last 25 years, we had thousands of events, seminars, conferences, promoting the idea of the New Silk Road. And therefore, we were extremely happy when Xi Jinping, in 2013, announced the New Silk Road to be the Chinese policy. And I participated just 2 weeks ago in a big conference in EU, in China, on the New Silk Road. And, you know, I think it is extremely important that there be more such conferences. But, you know, for us, the New Silk Road is just a synonym. It's not just a connection, transport connection between A and B, but it's a synonym for a new world economic order. And it's not just economics. It must be combined with a cultural renaissance, because if you look at the popular culture in the transatlantic world right now, it is so degenerate and so satanic, almost bestial, that we absolutely want to revive classical culture, German classical music, Chinese Confucian thinking. In, you know, every culture you have some high point and some high phases, and these have to be revived together, and then we can have a new dialogue of civilization based on the highest level of each culture. And I think that way we can get mankind to a completely new phase in the evolution of civilization. I don't think we have reached the end of history. I think if we do what needs to be done now in this moment, I think we are on the verge of a new golden renaissance. But we have to mobilize like we have never mobilized before, because it's an existential moment in history.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us here at Radio Sputnik, founder of the Schiller Institute there, Helga Zepp-LaRouche.